Okay, so between T.I., Jeezy, and Gucci, what's your pecking order? And listen, I know Jeezy from South Carolina, but it's just like those three niggas, they all came around the same, they all peaked around the same time too. 05 Jeezy, 07 T.I., and then Gucci start getting them slaughtered mixtapes. Who you taking, G? Like in pecking order. You can start 3, 2, 1. Who's three?
Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. I'm here with my co-host, as always, first, Jesse Pink.
What up?
A.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. And Derek Small.
Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life.
Oh, boo. Oh, boo. Get out of here.
Now, we're accepting new podcast members, new hosts. We have a new opening now.
Oh, wow. A.K.A. These Falls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr., A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Once again, Kobe has some work-related issues that he had to go attend to, so he won't be joining us today. Shout-out to Dre for the intro music. We appreciate you. Shout-out to D. Will. For everything behind the scenes, we appreciate you as well. And joining us today in our continuation of Women's History Month and using our platform for Black women, we have very good friend of this podcast, Kat Young, a.k.a. The Black Cat, a.k.a. Normani's twin, a.k.a. Gabrielle Union's daughter, maybe? Long lost? I don't know.
Long lost twin sister. It's a list.
I know, I was trying to go off the Twitter names I remember you gave yourself, but welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Of course, anytime. You're very welcome. I'm happy to grace you all with my presence. I know it's such a blessing to you all. Yeah, it's great to be here.
It is. We are not worthy. We are not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Kat is the one that helped us to, she designed our logo for season 2 going forward. So publicly, we want to say, we already said this behind the scenes and Twitter and all that, but we want to say thank you so much. It looks so awesome. You're so dope. We appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much.
Round of applause for Black Girl Magic. A round of applause.
Right?
Round of applause, D-Will. Drop me that bomb one time, D-Will. We probably don't got the money for that yet. But
I'm weak as hell.
So yes, Kat went to Mizzou with me and Derek, J School, product of the J School. We're gonna get into that. But first, what's up? How you been? What's been new with you?
I've been pretty good. Mostly been like freelancing, working for Peachtree Devs down here in Atlanta, building my portfolio site, finally going to launch that. I've been really lazy in actually putting it out there because I just finished it, I want to say the other day. But you know, mostly just doing that, adding to my portfolio, drinking water, staying inside, wearing my mask.
I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you. We appreciate you at the It's Just Jokes podcast. For you. Wear y'all masks, please.
And especially thank you for doing that down in Atlanta, where despite having the fucking like CDC, y'all niggas are just like, nah, fuck that though.
Yeah.
Could it not be any more ironic? You have a Center for Disease Control and they're just like,
a Center for Disease.
Fuck it. Fuck it. But now, let me take that back. Hey, you say you've been working where in Atlanta or in Georgia?
Oh, so I work for a local podcast called Peachtree Devs. I just help them with some of their either graphic work or their comm stuff or just like editing.
Wow, so it seems like you getting your PR marketing skills in early.
Hopefully.
And so that's one of the main things that you've been doing to, you know, keep you mentally strong, like during this entire pandemic. Like, how you been? Let's do a check-in. How are you doing during this pandemic?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. You know, yeah, I'm doing pretty well because I want to say at the beginning of the pandemic last year, you know, I was like, oh, we're all gonna die. And you know, now I'm at this point.
Oh my God, we all gonna die.
Oh bro, why she do it like, oh my God, what's the name of that character on The Simpsons? Like that meme that be on the bus, like, I'm in danger.
Oh, Ralph, like Ralph in the back, like I'm in danger.
She just, look like the dog with the car, with the house on fire. Yep, we're all gonna die.
This is fine. I saw one meme where he was like, oh, I think I'll go to grad school. And I was like, oh, maybe I should. But
listen, Kat, run.
I know. Imagine me writing another paper.
Run.
Homie, we was in school already too long, bro. Don't do that shit.
Like, I told my mom, she still is holding on to this dream, but she wants me to go to law school. And I was just like, first off, no.
Because like with your background, that would you a powerhouse, but it's also like, now, no.
Like if I didn't already have that in mind, I'm not developing that right now, no. 4 years of school for a law degree, writing papers again.
What law program would it be? For 4 years, what law program would that be?
I have no clue. What, some law program?
I thought it would be like two a year and a half at max. It's like, all right, get the fuck out, go pollute a lake, do something.
But you know, I can't bring myself to do that. But yeah.
That just sounds like a lot of extra work. Taking the bar too, like having to do all that, and yeah, no, that don't sound it, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
Derek, you got a bar, you can't even pull up to it. Shut up.
I'm so confused.
Why you coming on my man's upper body strength like that?
I'll be doing push-ups. I'm dying while doing them, but I'm doing them nonetheless.
Oh, so. Fuck.
Cat, sorry. This is just the Jesse Derek dynamic. Don't pay any attention to it. It's like the scene in the Wizard of Oz where like the Oz gets like exposed, like paying no attention to all this shit behind the curtain. Like, it's good.
But yeah, but I even want to touch on something you said a second ago, you know, with staying inside, which the rest of y'all niggas should be doing, by the way. But you know, like, how do you stay creatively motivated, you know, with having to be at home constantly, you know, that whole working from home aspect? Like, how does that affect your creativity?
I mean, truth be told, I've always been kind of a homebody. So now it's more so like an excuse to stay home as opposed to, oh, I really like, you know, because at first during the pandemic, I was like, oh, I'm going to lose my mind being in this house. And then after a while, I was like, this isn't that bad. Now I prefer it. So I don't know. I feel like I just find inspiration in different things. I still watch. Well, actually, I've been holding off on some of my shows so I can binge watch them. But seeing other people's artwork, following behind that, just looking at different things, just, I don't know, it keeps you inspired to do more and do differently.
I feel like your line blowing up too. You miss popular, huh?
It's blowing like a motherfucker back there. It's from Atlanta, y'all. She keep that trap. She get that trap.
That's she said, yeah, I got the work for you later tonight, homie. It's cool.
And walk on the left, y'all. She gonna be the reason why we get a collab from them niggas again. Anyway.
But yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're, you know, keeping yourself up. You mentioned like not watching particular shows. Have you been watching the WandaVision?
That's the one I was talking about when I said I'm holding off so I could binge.
Dog, it's so good. Oh, like,
it's so good.
I go on my Disney Plus and I'm like, who the hell is going to watch a WandaVision? It's my brother. Like,
bro, it's so good. Like,
watch it today or tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Text me after you start watching that because that shit is.
I've heard it's wonderful.
So, what are you? I know you're a big Marvel fan, you know, small pardon, shout out to me. But what are you most looking forward to?
Definitely Blade. That's definitely it. that's one of the main things I'm looking forward to. I want to say, who else is getting their own series? Isn't Bucky getting his own series?
Yeah, Falcon and the Winter Soldier starts in 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, yeah. The 27th.
Yeah.
Now I just need to.
Because WandaVision ends next week. There's a week off, and then that starts. So he's getting, yeah, him and Falcon are getting their spinoff show. There's a ton of shit coming out, dude.
I don't care much to find out about what's going on with Falcon.
Damn, the new Black Captain America, you like, fuck him? Like,
I mean, it's just a hang of powers. Like, I'm like, he was one of the least interesting. It was for him and Black Widow, it was like, why are y'all here? Why are
y'all here? You said he's Nick. You, like,
y'all, you mean as hell.
Spandex for fun. Why are you here?
Okay, at least he could fly though. Like, Black Widow was on the ground with a nine, like pew 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 pew. At least he was up there with like Black machine guns, bro.
For real.
You said what?
I said she was shooting niggas though. I ain't gonna hold you. He might have been,
well, yeah, like
pew, 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 pew.
She was doing head scissors, bro. Like, come on now. Like,
as long as Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's getting his own. Yeah, he's getting his own show.
What is it about him and his kids?
Nah, like there's he's gonna be training the next archer, Kate Bishop, like he's like prodigy or whatever.
Boy, Marvel wrapped up the main comic line and said, "Oh, we just gonna be throwing shit out now. We about to just have all."
That's not even the okay. All right, y'all capping. That's not even the main comic line. Whatever. Y'all tripping.
I will say, I keep seeing on Twitter, I guess it has to do with WandaVision, where everyone's like, you know what, Tony Stark, even though he saved the universe, that man's in hell.
Damn.
They said he is in hell. They said he's a war criminal. And
what if you think?
Okay, can we stop? Like, can we stop all this shit? Like, come on, man. Like,
hold on now.
They couldn't even let my mans go out in a positive way. They said he a war criminal.
He changed.
Call that nigga Obama.
Ooh, there it is. Yeah.
Hey, bro, that was funny as fuck. I'm sorry. That was hilarious. Wait, you remember when you called him Barry Bombs? That shit was hella funny.
Kaboom.
Oh my god. Nah, bro. Why I see on Twitter yesterday, they was like, this nigga Joe been in there for like a month. He ain't got the money for us, but he got the money to sign off on them fucking bombings. I was like, hell no. Nah.
Exactly.
They said, where's the money, Joe? Where's the money?
What you doing bombing them people? Like,
how you think we getting the money?
Did you search to political satire?
I just wanted to talk about Marvel, bro. I just wanted to talk about fucking Moon Knight and, like, you know, Riri Williams and all that type of shit. And here we are.
Life imitates art. We gotta love it.
Shouldn't have been making them bombs. In fact, if anything, yeah, Tony Stark probably is in hell. Think about it. Wealth hoarding, all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. He's rich as hell.
Yeah. You know who keeps bombing, though? Not in a good way. DC. But we're not talking about them now.
I finally watched Titans. It was so awful. It was so awful.
Yeah, I heard that show's not good, bro. like, I heard that shit is terrible.
It's like watching a train wreck. You want to watch it because you've never seen a train wreck happen before. But like, it's just wrecking itself. Just, oh, okay. This is so bad. It's good.
You call that shit a toxic relationship. You
it is.
Fuck.
The writing.
Are any of y'all gonna watch the Snyderverse Justice League cut?
I'm gonna watch
like 4 hours.
I'm gonna make time.
I literally saw that a second ago. It said it's gonna be like 4 hours long. Good thing it's an at-home release, because you telling me if I had to sit in a theater seat for 4 straight hours.
Wait, for what movie?
It's each one.
The Zack Snyder's version of Justice League. So like he left Justice League before it was finished, and he turned it over to Joss Whedon, who was like bad. Yeah. And his version is going to be 4 hours, and okay, I understand you're trying to do this shit right, but why is your best version of this 4 hours long? Like, come on, man. Like,
what are you doing for 4 hours?
I don't know. Like Endgame needed 3 hours, but that was a deserved, like, okay, this is the finish of like of a saga. Like four, come on, man. Like,
yeah. It just seems like overkill.
You said Suicide Squad?
Yeah, thank you.
I think what's his name's version is gonna be a lot better. The dude that did James Gunn, I think his version is going to be a lot better than the first one that came out in like 2016, but like also okay, sure.
Was Suicide Squad 4 hours?
No, it was like 2 and some change, but it was just bad.
No, it was horrible. I guess like, I don't know. I was like 10 minutes into it and I like blanked out.
There's only two good characters in it, and it's Deadshot and Harley Quinn, and that's it.
And I even sat down and stomached through like that the Harley Quinn Birds of Prey. I was like, okay.
I still haven't seen it.
I thought it was decent.
That's not damn it, we're spoiled, okay? When you're on the Marvel side, you're spoiled.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Like a 7 out of 10 for like DC is like, damn. Like, how the fuck did Guardians of the Galaxy like make much money than these niggas' main characters? Wow. You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? Talent. Writing.
So anyway, you're just looking forward to Blade Cat. I don't know how we got here, but
yeah. You know, I love me some Mahershala Ali, so I'm looking forward to this. He said, we're doing
great. And I thought you were a big Ironheart fan, too.
Yeah, actually, when is that one coming? I haven't been keeping up with it, so I don't know when exactly that one's coming out.
So, like, they announced 10 projects that are going to be coming out within, like, or more than 10 within the next, like, 2 to 3 years. So, it's not coming up this year. It's probably either late 22 or early 23, something like that. Because they announced it. So I don't, and I think they announced who's playing her too.
Yeah, they announced who's playing her.
Yeah. So
W. No. Draw 4, skip you, reverse, come back to me, draw 4, reverse, uno out. That's basically what the fuck they doing there.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, this is what we got lined up. I mean, we don't know what DC doing over there, but we giving y'all movies. Here's Blade. Here's Black Widow.
They need to just go ahead and put that shit out, bro. They need to stop, like...
They need to stop playing, because first off, y'all should have been did this years ago. Yeah. Now, you know, she ain't got that good of a reputation, and now I'm really only watching this for shorter who's playing her sister, because that girl can act. But...
Yeah.
And we already know, like... And we already know that, like, she's dead at the end of it. Like, she, like, this is a one-time, this is a standalone movie. So, like.
We're talking about Black Widow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they said that's releasing in May.
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming to theaters. They said like they're trying to put a theatrical release. I don't know if they're gonna do that like hybrid shit.
I think by if everything goes well, if everyone wears their fucking mask, probably by December we'll be able to we'll all be in theaters for the
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's yes. Fucking theater. That one. Yes.
I really do want to see that one in theater, but I've given up on the whole theater thing. Honestly, what they should have did, I wish they didn't do Candyman how they did them, and just go ahead and do home releases for this, because.
But you know the thing, like Candyman is like, it's in that whole like now media of like now it's a way to make racism a profit. So like it's in like that whole continuum, like racism is now science fiction. Cause like you seen that with what the fuck was that that HBO match show? What's the name of it?
What show?
Jussie Smollett's daughter.
Oh, Lovecraft.
Lovecraft. Like you know Lovecraft and all. Like you see like those type of movies. So it's like it can stand alone. They're probably gonna release that shit in the summer or something like that. So.
You said Jussie Smollett, and I immediately thought of fucking Dave Chappelle. Listen,
Smollett, but I had to stop. I had to stop. Oh my God, bro. And I got to stop here real quick. I got to stop.
Yo, crazy. Shoot. But even going back to like, you know, your college experience, Kat. How do you feel like your experience at the, you know, J school at Mizzou kind of set you up to, you know, be where you're at now or, you know, even prepare you to where you want to be? Like, what was that experience like being a J school student?
Before you start, I want to say this. Say how you feel. We will completely edit any and everything you do not want in there.
If you want to name drop, we could play some music over that shit type shit.
To a point. Like everything needs to be edited. We'll just be like, tune in for our Patreon. We're fucking adding. But yeah, just go ahead. Just talk. The floor is yours.
Okay. I would like to say, you know, as long as it took me to get into the J school, I will say that that entire process was very eye-opening and it really helps you conquer a lot of imposter syndrome because you spent so long getting told no by the J school and then you finally get in and then you meet all your classmates and you're just like, none of you know what's going on. And how do I say this without sounding cocky?
Nah, talk your shit, fuck that. Them kids, talk your shit.
A decent amount of them kids was dumb, uncreative and unoriginal. And for the few that weren't, I really hate to, for the few that weren't, I was like, I had like a really great respect for them. But for the kids that were just like, oh my God, I've never gotten below a C before. And I blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how? Like, I would just be working with them and I was like, somebody's lying. So either you cheated your way into them A's. Or you had a TA that hit you with their car and owed you a favor. Because ain't no way, like, you got this far. And I met bricks that retained better. We sitting over here writing a paper together. It's just not clicking for me. Honey, the hamster's off the wheel. You got to let it go. It's not going to work.
Bro, I'm crying. He said the hamster's off the wheel. Like, you need to bro, her and these analogies, I cannot.
I would just be sitting there. I was like, okay, so maybe I'm not dumb. Like, starting them classes when I finally got into the J school, I was like, you know what, maybe I'm not dumb. Maybe I'm not dumb.
Is there anything you need to talk in depth about? Is there anything you need to talk in depth about that we need to cut away from?
Thank you for listening to the It's Just Jokes podcast. We appreciate your support. We will return in 10 seconds.
is just, it's something else. It's something else. And actually, you know what? There's another thing.
Let us know.
Something about the J school puts the battery in these kids' backs. And it's just like, I've never met people so pretentious and arrogant without much to back it up. And I will say the J school produces some phenomenal journalists. It's great, excellent coverage, great strategists. A lot of them are people of color because we have to work harder. But I will say the J school does push you and it does make you better. But it also does let you confront some imposter syndrome because you're in there like, okay, I'm qualified to be here.
I feel that. So having said all of that, is there anything at all that you miss about Mizzou? Or you're just like, nah, fuck that place?
I miss all my friends being within 10 minutes of me. Yes. I definitely miss that. There were some professors. There were some professors that I'm like, okay, no, I really do miss them because they were great influences. Always had great answers. Always had great advice. Food was cheaper.
No, I definitely miss that. I miss having y'all over for like for Sunday dinners and shit like that. That shit was fun. Like you said, like everyone being like 10, 15 minutes away from each other. And I'm just like, what are you doing? All right, nothing much. All right, come on, like pull up. Like I got food, like that sort of thing. Like
that was really simpler.
Back when it was actually a thing, I miss Dobbs. I still cry about Dobbs to this day.
Yeah, that actually hurts my feeling. Yeah.
They really
do. Dirty Dobbs.
This nigga just in the chat acting up again. I ain't gonna do this. But but the one thing I never got to experience, I told Josh this before, I was so, so mad at myself. And I didn't even live that far from Dobbs either, which is like the crazy part. I never got that Sunday breakfast.
What? That's how never. Me and my friends used to rehash all of our night befores. Literally, we used to come over there, hungovers, all get out. Be like, girl, what did you, do you know what you did yesterday? Over pancakes and omelets.
Yeah.
And raspberry lemonade.
Not one time, Kat. Not one time. I never went to Sunday breakfast. Them buffalo chicken sandwiches were a hit, though. Whenever I'd eat dinner there, they smack. Those smack.
Mm. Mark Twain used to have catfish.
Mark Twain was. I ain't never, ever, ever seen them act like that. They had catfish.
Tell me.
Oh, bruh, Twain was so slept on.
I was sleep, damn. I used to get the, of course, like lunch at Twain used to hit. And then they had the late night, you know, joint. So I wouldn't have to walk all the way over to Rollins. You know, they had their own late night. But I never, wow. I was missing out.
Nah, I wasn't willing to walk over there for late night because I was like, I'm not walking that far. Like, no, I lived in
it back. It is at the very end of campus, like literally at the end of campus.
Like, the more I think about it, that probably would have been the most convenient place to stay if you had like J school classes, but I was not about to be all the way on that side of campus.
Hey, Kat, do you remember that boxing club that we had that was going on? Freshman year.
Oh yeah, because I remember every time y'all would fight.
Yeah, no, not y'all, them niggas. I was spectating.
I would randomly see like Peanut, Ethan. Everybody just looked beat up with grass eating at Rollins. I'm just like, where are y'all coming from? I go on Snapchat. Something's wrong with y'all. I got a fight club.
Yeah, it was an outdoor fight club, bro. Like that shit was wild. That shit was funny as hell.
I think that's
you never pulled up to one?
Of course not. Who is walking all the way over there to watch y'all beat the brakes off each other?
You will be surprised.
Oh God, Derek will be walking. He just see me two piecing niggas.
Nigga Jesse really famous. This nigga like I went to Mizzou too. Yeah, guys.
Hey, Derek, I see you. I see you at the cultural center.
Shut up. Nah, I think the crazy thing, like the most in general, like fun thing is like the random shit that you would do, like those fight clubs. Like it's the random shit that makes college so fun. Like you'll literally just start doing some random shit with your friends and be like, damn, I miss this shit. Like
I miss running around campus. Oh my God. I remember it was somebody's birthday. We was just running around campus drunk.
Or like if you would see your friend like in the I forget what the actual name for it is, but that plaza area between like the Success Center and the library. Like if you would just be walking between classes there and you see you and you would see your friend, you'd be like, my nigga, what up, bro? What's good with you? Like, it'd be like, bro, just shit like that. I miss shit. That's what I miss about Mizzou the most. It's just like, just the random moments.
I miss the Happy Sack Man.
Yep.
I miss that big.
I don't miss Speaker Circle.
Speaker Circle. Okay, Speaker Circle on a good day because them Jesus people and them Amish people.
Oh man. You know, hey, wait. You know I was there when Ace ran up on that dude, right?
He had it coming.
He did.
Cause dude was tripping that day. He was
And this was like right after all the other shit was like going on campus. So it was already real tense. But yeah, Ace ran up on that dude. And I had to go like pull him out because I'm like, bro, you still in NBMI? Like you can't be doing this shit. Like crazy.
I remember whenever I'd see the Amish people out there, and it's gonna sound real ignorant, but like I would always be confused because I didn't see no buggy, no horses, no carriage. How the hell y'all get up here?
You see nobody churning no butter. You said, what's going on, bro?
I don't see nothing. Mm-mm. How y'all get up here?
We walked.
Y'all walked from where?
we Uber, nigga, Uber Amish. We just
This nigga said Uber Amish. Hell nah.
I just got a nigga that just pulled up and we just walked together because it's gonna be long.
You remember when Earl and him threw that Popeyes party at the
that was the
at the rec center
I have ever been to. That was the best party I had ever been to. It was great. One, I ain't never seen so many black people in a pool.
I mean, it was Popeyes there, my nigga. It was, and we had just got that Popeyes too.
We had just got. I made sure I was there early. I took back leftovers because I lived at Johnson, so I'm across the street. So I came with my Tupperware, collected me some, went back home, had me some of my chops, came back. It was great. That was a wonderful day.
Shout out to Earl, bro.
Shout out to Earl.
Yeah, Mizzou is a wild place. I think we all got some. Even Jesse somehow has some fond memories of Mizzou.
Me somehow. Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing.
You funny. Y'all funny as hell.
What'd you say, Kat?
He went to Mizzou. What are you talking about?
Right. Stop playing.
Man, y'all wasn't with us at the probate outside.
Oh wait, which one? Oh, the one.
That you know exactly which
it's
one
funny,
I'm talking about.
It's funny how she knew exactly when she said, "Oh, that one." Oh.
I'll never forget standing there watching them niggas fight, and I'm like, you know, it'd be funny if somebody starts shooting. What happened?
Pop. Why the fuck you manifest
you that shit, my nigga? You manifested that shit? She's
like, man, it'd be funny. Wow. This time it ain't about it. Pop!
Be like, who shot that in another ad scene? Derek, get your hand out of my pocket!
Jesse.
fuck. I wasn't there, but like I just heard like when somebody described like a dude just getting slammed. I was just like, that sounds funny as fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, you can watch it on Snapchat because that's where I saw like a good close-up of it. You know what? I have an appreciation for the fight crew that likes to film stuff and put it on social media because they always get the good angles. It's girls in the bushes trying to grab their boyfriends. Stop fighting. I ain't breaking up no fight between my man and no. Mm-mm. Those are two grown men because if I get hit, someone's getting shot. So we're not doing that.
Outside what looks to be two niggas fighting over a Popeye's chicken sandwich. It seems that the group
as our homie Devin said, he was like, hey, to call that shit is a fight is a disrespect to the word fight. Them niggas got like stomped. Like them niggas was getting the brakes beat off of them. That's why they fired off that shot anyways.
Yeah. I'll never forget when the fight first started, I was confused because all I heard was I heard commotion behind me and then I saw like a foot. Like I was sitting down on one of the little ledges in front of Tradition Plaza and I saw a foot, just one foot come next to my head. And that's why I knew somebody was running. So we all took off running. At first, we don't know what it is. My friend told me, I'm like, is it the plan? I'm like, bro, what have we been going through?
You said the Klan did a posse because they just stormed.
Bruh, that was a stressful year for all of us, dog. Like,
she said, I thought it was the Klan. I said, girl, I thought it was some dogs or something. I didn't know what it was.
And it could have been both. that's not far away.
It's not. And then, yeah, no, I was standing next to somebody when that first went out. I didn't know it was more than one shot because I was gone.
Shots fired.
Nah, bro. I remember standing at Tiger Plaza and we were trying to get people, because we were like, why are y'all walking towards the fight? That's just really dumb. Like, this is not going to end well. And then I heard the shot and all of a sudden I looked up and I'm in the student center. Like, I don't even, like, just reflex took over, bro. Like, you laughing. I'm dead ass serious, Jesse. I was like, you don't go. Like, didn't even think about that shit once. You said what?
Yeah, Josh, that's what, Josh? But the cartoon, I just still see your body in smoke,
bro. Why that remind me like the first time I actually heard that shit in person, like I knew I wasn't built for that shit, because like I heard the shit in Froze and I was just like, oh fuck. And then I took off. The first time I had heard like for real gunshots was freshman year, like at homecoming, like niggas tried to cut the line, yada yada yada, started shooting, and like my initial reaction was like, oh shit, like they shooting. Then I took off. And I was like, damn, I'm like, bro, my reflexes suck. I was like, my shit suck, bro. Like, why did I just take off immediately? Like, no, and I had that same exact moment that Jesse just described, like when you looking for your friends, them niggas was gone, bro. I was like, where the fuck they go? I was like, oh shit.
This nigga said, bro.
They left my ass. I had to look up and remember where we parked and shit. And run to the car. I was like,
oh God.
Derek just sitting somewhere like mama's little baby love show this.
Nigga had to play Outkast to feel better.
He's sitting there like, hey, yeah.
I won't do that shit again.
Hell no.
Oh my God, shit. Speaking of Atlanta rappers, I just want to know, Miss Cat Young, who is your all-time favorite Atlanta rapper and why?
I don't know if you see him. You know, I got to put my hand behind it like it's YouTube. Andre 3000, 3 Stacks.
Kind of figure that.
Benjamin Andre, to be exact. You hope to meet a gentleman one day. Well, this is that. The all-time best rapper to come out of Atlanta.
Why?
Have you heard this nigga?
I will say this. He's in arguably everyone's either top 5 or top 10 rappers, and he does not technically... Well, he technically does have a solo project, but we mean one like solo, not Outkast connected. This nigga ran it through features, like, and just being a group. That's pretty impressive.
Like, to earn that title and you never had like a solo project for real, you're that nigga.
What would you get to have a solo three stacks, like a complete like 12, 14 tracks? Like, what would you like give?
A kidney, a decent chunk of my liver, and two ovaries.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like she really wants that album, guys.
So right, like,
yeah.
Eric and the squeegee board. Put the squeezies for it, damn it.
God damn it, Jess.
Nah, like, for real, like, we really don't talk about that. Like, that man, like, that blows me. Like, that man's literally, you can make a solid claim this man's like top five just off of verses, B. Like, just all verses. You have enough verses from him where you can make your own fan album and it should still be cohesive. That man ain't gonna give us Frank Ocean will give us another project before Andre 3000, and that's saying a lot. We ain't gonna be into like
on the project with Frank.
Yeah. I'm like, how the fuck he do that? Like, how did he, did they just get together one day and was like, hey. And then the music was made. Look, he got a solo from him. He got a verse. I don't get that. We ain't gonna get no three stack album until like we like 80 or some shit.
Yeah, I get that shit ever, nigga.
Yeah, we're not. I don't think we are. That man's much.
So what's your favorite Outkast album then?
So I'd have to say Equimini is my favorite. I really love Out of Wild, but Equimini is definitely my favorite for me.
I only like Out of Wild because it reminds me of the first or the favorite. It really does.
And then your favorite joint off of Equimini?
That's hard.
So basically your favorite Andre verse.
Yeah, that's basically what you're asking me. Like, what's my favorite? Because all his verses are great. So. Okay.
Side note, shout out to Big Boy. Much love to Big Boy. It's not like Big Boy can't fucking rap. I'm just gonna put that out there. Big Boy hold his own. It's three stacks, bro.
It's just like, there's Big Boy. Those are three separate entities to me almost. Like, there's Big Boy, there's Outkast, and there's Andre 3000. Like, and as Outkast, they were amazing. Like, that's an amazing rap duo.
Okay. But your answer?
Three stacks, man. Wait, what was the question?
What's your favorite song off of Equimini?
I think I might have to go with Spodioti Double Issue.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Even Beyonce references Spodioti Double Issue. So, hey. Them trumpets and flawless.
I know, but it's just like, come on, man.
Atlanta rappers.
Derek, you want to do the one gotta go?
Yeah, man, I can do that. I'll take us there. So, you know, with all of our guests, you know, we love to make y'all think. You know, so of course we got to give you your version of a one gotta go. You know, we curated this just for you, just for you. Big Boy, Three Stacks, Gucci, and Luda. One gotta go, Kat. One gotta go. You can't have all four. You can't have all four.
One, the motherfucker's already safe. So
yeah, we know that. We know that. But we
actually probably two. Actually, probably two. Because I don't think she's taking out Gucci.
Yeah, I can't take out Wap. Okay, technically Ludacris technically isn't from Atlanta all the way. Like, technically isn't he from Chicago? Isn't it like a reverse Kanye West situation where he moved here when he was little? Except y'all can have Kanye.
But so you taking out Luda? You taking out?
No, I'm not taking out Luda. I can't take out Luda. Just for one, his music, what he did in the crunk era, and just music video wise,
facts.
I can't take him out. Like,
always reminded me of Busta, the way how his music videos were so animated. Shout out to Busta too.
Yeah. And like, he really set the tone with So I hate to do it to him, but you know, big boy.
Damn.
You know
crazy,
what?
Crazy part is, I had a feeling she was gonna say that from the beginning.
You know,
I thought she's gonna say Luda, because that keeps Outkast together.
I had a feeling that she was gonna say, like, the way she described Luda. I knew that. I had a feeling in my head. I was like, she's gonna, as much as it hurts, she's gonna take out Big Boy. I was like, she's gonna delete Big Boy.
Because you're talking about like three other people that's either one of the greatest rappers of all time in debate, two, one of the godfathers, if not the godfather of trap. And then Luda definitely has, like, Luda had the early 2000s on lock, G. If he didn't stumble in 08, Luda would have went all the way to the 2010s. He kind of came back together, but then he started getting Fast and Furious money. So it had to be Big Boy. And Big, that's no disrespect, G. Like, Big Boy got a lot of love. It's just, them niggas got to, he got to go.
When you take in to everything that they, it's a lot more than just the rap portion of it that comes to mind whenever you want to do this. So it's just like, Luda and all of his visuals, like all of his music, like it, just the entire crunk era, you just can't. I feel like that's the only reason why it was really hard.
The one thing I'll say about In Atlanta is that, like, you feel for like Three Stacks, Gucci, and Luda, you can feel what they did, and you can point to one signature thing. I hate to say it like this, but it's like, outside of I Like the Way You Move, it's not like one signature thing I can point to with Big Boy.
ATL.
It's, I'm like, I don't think, because even Chains, and granted, Chains like got his shit later. I mean, first of all, like, he started off as Titty Boy, but like, even Chains now, you can arguably be like, he has a spot in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You can't, especially if you talk about the Trap House. You just can't. That nigga gave us a whole museum on trap music. You gotta get that man his respect. I should have made it easy. We should have made it easy for you and put T.I. in there and be like, okay, who has to go?
That still would have been hard, because honestly, T.I.
I thought you would have been like, nah, he's problematic. Get him the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. That would have kicked him. That would have kicked him out. If we were to take away, well, you can't really separate the two, but that's the king of the South. I can't act like, for one, I was a huge T.I. fan growing up. So I can't even pretend like.
Okay, so between T.I., Jeezy, and Gucci, what's your pecking order?
Ooh.
And listen, I know Jeezy from South Carolina, but it's just like, those three niggas, they all came around the same, they all peaked around the same time too. 05 Jeezy, 07 T.I., and then Gucci start getting them slaughter mixtapes. Who are you taking, G? Like, in pecking order. You can start 3, 2, 1. Who's three?
Okay. Ooh. Let's see. Oh, wow, this is awful. Okay, so yeah, 3 T.I., 2 Jeezy, and then 1 Gucci. So, you know, I had Gucci in that rap battle, in the verses.
That shit's still funny. Jeezy was like, come on, man. Like, that was about 14, 15. It was 15 years.
It was 15 years ago. We grown
men. I'm like, hey, man, listen. I, too, would be mad if I was sitting across a nigga who tried to hire somebody to shoot me, but then that nigga ended up dead. I, too, would be mad. Like, you the one who hired? Nah, bro.
And he was sitting there trying to get that speech, talking about how they're supposed to have grown past it. Bro, you tried to kill me.
Like, people, Gucci, like, man, this is about the music. I said, the thing is, Gucci came into the verses and took it as a versus. He didn't take it as, like, oh, nah, G, it's a musical verse. Nah, he meant it's a versus.
Right.
literally stood there and was rapping at that man. Said, yeah, put that nigga in the dirt. We smoking Pookie Pack tonight. Yeah. I said, someone's getting shot tonight.
I hate to do this like as a shameless plug, but I was like, and that's why Chicago will never have a versus. That's exactly why. Niggas would, there would be no versus. Niggas would have got shot right there. Duck would have been.
The versus would have been cut off, bro.
Right.
Did you say Duck?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Duck would have been got shot. I ain't gonna hold you.
He already did.
No.
God damn it, Jesse.
I'm saying if they did the versus, dog, he would dog put Vaughn and Duck in a versus. You already know it's two hurts.
Jesse, folks.
You gonna say the two dirty
dogs?
Wow. They already not with us. Like they doing that shit by themselves now.
Oh man.
Fuck.
You know who I want to see in a nice little violent versus, but in person? I want that little boy, what's the little rainbow hair color boy?
6ix9ine?
Yeah.
6ix9ine and who?
Somebody is going to get him, because all the trash he been talking.
6ix9ine versus the world?
Yeah, basically.
Anybody, look, anybody. You can put anybody in that room. They murking that. They're killing him. Look, they are killing him.
He be all on Instagram talking trash, like, how many people have you killed? And I'm like, okay, snitch.
I like to see him 6ix9ine versus Meek, who the corniest nigga.
Meek gonna lose.
He said Meek gonna lose. He said Meek.
Meek gonna lose so because he's so corny, he wouldn't win in a corny ass nigga competition.
Damn,
that's bad.
That's bad.
Mm.
Like,
damn.
Damn, so does that mean he actually won? Fuck. Wait a minute.
You know, like, this is like Doctor Strange level, like Inception level. Like, wait.
He so you actually- Hey, Marvel, put her on. And now. Damn. What if losing is winning? Nah, fuck that.
Hell no.
Ooh, fuck. Man, what you gonna do when we are able to be free to go outside?
I'm going to experience liver failure. Essentially.
Accurate.
I'm gonna get an IV and some
not an IV.
And some Everclear, and we're gonna streamline this quickly, get it straight into the bloodstream.
Is everything okay?
Yep, freedom's gonna be great.
Everclear.
This is this is a safe space, okay? Are you and my man's good? Like, is that like, are y'all like?
We're good.
Are you sure?
Couch screaming to WAP, like. I'm ready to live. I've been in the house too long.
That's June. So June. Okay, so we'll come back. We'll have this interview. It's almost March. We'll come back in March. You know, we'll talk about the twins and all that after this whole thing. You'll have nothing to make it popping. And with that being said, Catherine, Cat Young, thank you so much for being on this exclusive interview with us. Josh!
He always does this every time.
Fuck it, it's all bread. Kat, is there anything else you want to tell the people? How can the people find you and your freelance work? Because like we said, you did do the logo for us. We're really appreciative of that. So where can the people find you?
All right, the people can find me on Instagram, cat.jpg. It's cvt.jpg on Instagram. my Twitter is currently locked right now because I'm filling out job applications. So stay off of there. You can find me on my website, catjpeg.com. But yeah, other than that, that's where you can find me.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Go Falcons.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry to tell this to you, Kat, but
I already know.
It's just, yeah.
I can give you 28 reasons why three of those hopeful. Chapman, Jesse Payne, Derek Smalls, Kat Young. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next time. Season 2. Remember, we're back. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at jokes_podcast. Shout out to Dre. Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scene. And shout out to our boy J Boy King Allergy for everything. We love you. We appreciate
you. Shout out to King Boy J Allergy. That's a wrap for this episode. No, cut the camera. Cut the cameras. That's it. Bye. We'll see y'all next time.